The cost of fighting wildfires is on the rise. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke with reporters, including us here at AgNet West, about the costs and impacts on the USDA budget. He gave us his impression on the fire season here in California and fire suppression efforts.
My impression is, and this is simply an impression, my impression is that the fire season in California this year has been more intense than it has been in the past. Now, I may not be borne out by the facts, but that's my impression based on the reports I get on a daily basis and the number of fires that are reported and have been reported in California, which began early in the fire season and continue late into the fire season. As far as forest management is concerned, you know, we have proposed a new forest planning rule, and we have a number of forests that are in the process of implementing as early adopters of that forest planning process, which basically takes into consideration a wide variety of uses that the forests need to be put to, and that is really dedicated to doing a better job of focusing on old growth and maintaining old growth, and basically clearing away some of the underbrush and some of the hazardous fuel material that has been built up as a result of diseased trees. I can't speak to specific situations in California per se, but I can tell you that in the western part of the United States, there are literally tens of millions of dead trees that obviously increase and significantly increase the hazards associated with fires once they start. That combined with dry conditions and the drought that has been experienced in parts of the country, including California, creates a lot of grassy areas that are also tinder. So it is important for us to be able to have the resources to go in and consistent with the forest planning rule, consistent with our maintenance plans, consistent with our desire to make forests more resilient to climate, better reservers and preservers of water, it is absolutely necessary for us to make sure that we do a better job of cleaning out those hazardous fuel areas. You can't do that without resources.
I'm Sabrina Hill for California's Real Farm Radio, agnetwest.com.